And a little bit outside of the research day, I was doing a little research on my own just about the academic affairs, because sometimes I wonder like what all academic affairs does. And I know that on the website it says that you guys have a strategic plan put in place and that you guys have already achieved a couple of things for NSU academic support in the supportive environment that you guys are providing. Could you just list off a couple of those key accomplishments that you guys met within the last like year?
Most people don't realize what academic affairs does, and to be honest, even when I started at NSU, after attending three institutions, I wasn't completely sure what academic affairs does. But we have two big charges. My colleague is in charge of accreditation, so that whatever your degree is valid, and you can go out and get a license or get a job with that degree, and that all your classes count. So anything that we change as far as a curriculum, she's in charge of that to approve that. On my side of the fence, I work with faculty to provide faculty development to support our faculty in any way we can. Student advising, so that students from the practically day one until they graduate have at least one, quite often two advisors, or an advisor and a mentor.
Right.
And I work with our international programs office, which is a thriving office in our university. And so those are just some of the overall big pictures of what we do. It's all academics, but what does academics mean? Well, that's some of the stuff that academics means.
So are you handling a lot of the transfers and stuff too, to make sure credits transfer?
Yes, we work through that. We do those all the time. Those are called memorandums of understanding, or MOUs. We currently working developing MOUs with local institutions. We have them displayed on our website, and working with MOUs with some foreign institutions as well.
So that just makes it easier to transition from one school to NSU.
Yes. So when you transfer in from Carl Albert, we have a big partnership with Carl Albert. So we see the classes that you took at Carl Albert, and we say we're going to accept all these classes based on these classes. And so.
Gotcha.
Because they've always had that nursing program there, but now you guys are expanding to have a nursing program as well.
Expanding our nursing program. In the fall, we're moving into a bachelor's degree in nursing. So, yeah, we're very excited about that.
That's so exciting.
And I was seeing that on your thing, it was saying that we are becoming nationally recognized too, which I think is cool. I think it said number 5 nationally for the top 1-year online MSN degree program for 2025.
Yes, that's a thriving program that we're pushing and really promoting out. And so to see that growing now is very exciting.
Yes.
Our online work that we do with our online faculty, providing support for them to get those quality instruction in there, so that when students go out, you know, we take it very seriously that when a graduate goes out, they have our name on their back, so that everybody who sees them says, oh, this is NSU, this is where Jim Farrell works. And so, yeah, we take that very seriously. So we're excited about those kind of accolades when we can see that, hey, we're ranked nationally because of this work.
And I love that, you know, there's so many people that who have graduated from NSU that work there. And I think we talked about this off air on how it you stay with one, come with one reason, but you end up staying for a multitude of others. And I like to see that and how it's fostering the younger generations as well, and enticing them to stay as well, and help seeing the institution grow along with the people who have attended the institution, you know?
Yeah, and I'll just say that in the 14 years that I've been working here, there's such a NSU culture that goes beyond with the graduates of NSU. And I thought I knew this from my other institutions where I attended school, but I look back and think I'm not connected to my classmates the way that I see NSU classmates are after they graduate. So the Alumni Association and that green and white network is unbelievable. And I go around and just it amazes me how much I run into people who say, oh, I'm an NSU graduate. And then you hear somebody say, well, so am I. When did you graduate?
Right.
It's like this connection is unbelievable.
And speaking of Research Day and all the stuff that we have listed below, I know there's a schedule that's posted on your website. One thing that I wanted to ask, is there going to be some speakers there for the students and faculty?
Yeah, so we always have a keynote speaker. And this year we're very excited. We have Raven Baxter coming in. Dr. Raven Baxter is a science educator out of D.C. And so she's coming in. She has her degree in molecular biology and then a Ph.D. in science education.
Ooh.
And so typically when we have guest speakers or keynote speakers come in, they present. And then they'll hang around a little bit and then leave. But Dr. Baxter has agreed she's going to attend planning luncheon with us so that can give insight into, you know, hey, this is how you can enhance what you're doing. But then she's also giving a workshop for STEM educators. Her specialty is STEM education. And so we've advertised out with local institutions, I believe, to invite them to this free workshop for STEM education.
Talcol is always great for education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's one of the top STEM educators in the country, so we're very excited to be able to to get her to come to Talcol. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. I know that was a little bit of a time difference for you, but I really appreciate you for making time out of your day to come in here.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.